Editor's note. Mr. Saunders writes in response to Don Curry's recent opinion column entitled, Why is it taking so long to find a home for cricket in this city? To the editor. Let me say at the outset that while I have never played cricket, the game obviously has some attributes that make it immensely popular in many parts of our world. That said, this isn't one of them. However, people who have come to this area from other parts of the globe should have the right to enjoy the pursuit of a sport they love. However, the expectation that a local government, or any government should expend public dollars in assistance of a private interest, with no prospect of taxpayers seeing even a partial return on that investment, would not be a wise move. Clearly, there are more pressing issues that deserve governmental attention and funds. But there's another reason to oppose this idea. It seems to me that when immigrants are permitted entry into a country, there is an implied expectation that those being admitted will become part of the fabric of their new homeland. Not just now, but for succeeding generations. And I believe that most newcomers want to be able to become part of their new homeland's culture, while still respecting their own heritage. Let me relate a story. A number of years ago, I was having breakfast in the dining area of a motel near Erie, Pennsylvania. Suddenly, a group of kids and a few adults poured in. They were wearing hockey shirts and jackets, and from that I discerned that they were from Brampton, obviously returning from a weekend hockey tournament. I remember this event because a third of the kids and their coaches were of South Asian descent, and I thought to myself how great it was that all these kids were able to participate and enjoy the camaraderie of that weekend tournament, their ethnicity not whatsoever a factor. That's how it was, and how it should be. People and events contribute to our cultural makeup. We are influenced by our family and friends, and by the activities we pursue. Thus, the sports we play reflect a piece of who we are. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey have long been a part of our cultural makeup. Participation in community sports brings people together and provides common ground for diverse groups to connect in our society, and deserves to be encouraged. Ian Saunders, North Bay.